And now, Ed the Sox, War on Stupid. On the Toddcast Podcast.
Howie Mandel is to stand-up comedy what 7-Eleven hot dogs are to fine dining. A stand-up comic, bland, sticky, and banal enough to suit 1980s American TV audiences and coast along to fame and fortune. He's living proof that nothing succeeds like mediocrity, which is why he made enough money to become an owner of the Montreal-based Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. And just this week, he and Just for Laughs took over SiriusXM Canada's satellite radio channel, Canada Laughs, and canceled all original programming, effectively making Canadian stand-up comedy the new Avro Arrow. If you don't have satellite radio, you may not have known there was a channel called Canada Laughs. Even if you have satellite radio, you may not have known there was a channel called Canada Laughs. Like most U.S.-owned media ventures operating in Canada, the Canadian channels on SiriusXM are a sop to the government that allows them to broadcast their American content across the Great White North. In other words, SiriusXM Canada is like the government telling SiriusXM you can go to the movies with your friends, but you have to take your little brother. But even though virtually nobody knew it existed, Canada Laughs provided a home for Canadian stand-up comedy that allowed our comedians to expand their careers into the U.S. and paid them royalties that for some comics was half their annual income. And by annual income, I'm not talking about champagne wishes and caviar dreams. I'm talking about enough Kraft dinner for the whole family. In addition to putting Canadian comics in the poorhouse, Canada Laughs, which was once 100% Canadian content, will now just be primarily playing audio versions of Just for Laughs festival performances, most of them American. So what was once the place to hear a diverse range of Canadian comedians is now the place to find 12-year-old Jeff Foxworthy stand-up, which is identical to current Jeff Foxworthy stand-up, but I digress. To add insult to injury, Just for Laughs has grown and prospered. Hell, it survived, thanks to Canadian government arts funding. Just for Laughs took our money for a Canadian comedy festival and spent it putting Canadian comics out of work, and without any advance warning, so there wasn't even a reach around. In French, Just for Laughs is juste pour rire, and rire is exactly where Canadians just took it. Mandel says that if JFL hadn't bought Canada Laughs, the channel would have died. But the fact is that without the range of Canadian material that supported Canadian artists, it is dead, and all JFL is doing is weekend at Bernie's. Lots of media have jumped on this story, so by the time you hear this, I'm hoping the bad PR will have pressured JFL into working something out with the Canadian comedy community, so Canadian comedians can go back to doing the two things they're best at, stand-up comedy and complaining that another stand-up stole their act. I'm Ed the Sock, and I'm nobody's puppet. Don't you be either. Follow me on Twitter, at Ed the Sock.
Ed the Sock's War on Stupid, brought to you by womaninroads.com.